Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Trust your office because you kept Granville on board.
So, the people of Erie County love their law enforcement agencies. We have a great relationship in all the communities that we cover, and it's been outstanding.
But they feel like they can't trust you now because you kept him on board, knowing full well that he crashed into several cars.
That's not factual. The community does trust us, and we have a great relationship with the community. Now, listen, this was...
Have you read what they were saying on social media? That's the complete opposite.
I'm the sheriff of Erie County. I run and manage a 24/7 office, which is a very large office, and we have a lot of moving parts.
The public supports your decision. The public that elects you supports the decision to keep him on board.
I believe that the public understands now that we...
That's not what I asked you. I'm saying, do you agree that the public supports your decision to keep DJ Granville?
I believe that the public understands now that how the chronological order, because there was a lot of misconception.
Do they agree?
You said he was proactive, but he didn't seek mental health treatment until after the crash. So how is that being proactive?
Well, you know, when it comes to people seeking mental health and they have issues, sometimes it takes something to happen. And that something was you got to hit rock bottom. And that's unfortunate. But in the law enforcement community, you know, we have a lot of trauma. We have a lot of PTSD.
So it was work-related? It wasn't personal issues? It was work-related mental health issues?
Well, I don't know that, you know, for sure. But I know that he proactively sought treatment for something that was really tough to do. And you know it's still a stigma. I mean, anybody could say, hey, you have diabetes, you have this, that, and that, but nobody will step forward and go, hey, you know, I got mental health.
Do you have any screenings on your officers to provide any proactive resources besides just providing peer resources?
Yeah, so, you know, what we've done since I took office is really expand our wellness program. And our wellness program is working a lot better today. I've been in law enforcement for 3 decades. You know, the men and women that from Korea and Vietnam that became police officers, they wouldn't talk about, hey, I have depression, I have anxiety, I have PTSD. But, you know, they dealt with it differently. Now, I got to say, this new generation really comes forward, and having peers that you know you could call. And I was on the Western New York Peer Hotline. And they would call me, and I would talk to them. And sometimes the calls come from Staten Island.
Sheriff, but are these programs proactive?
Who was in the truck with Granville?
I There's no reports
from... The passenger side airbag deployed. Okay. Who was in the truck with Rambo?
There was no reports in the motor vehicle report that there was anybody in the car. Now,
so
if you know something...
You didn't question him on why would the airbag deploy? You didn't question anyone on why that airbag would deploy? Because
I looked
at the manual of the truck. It's not deploying at a weight. You know, it's got to be above a child's weight. So who was in that seat?
That's a question that, you know, the Buffalo Police investigated that night. I've never been told that there was anybody in the vehicle other than DJ Granville, including DJ Granville, testimony to us.
How hard did your office look into the whole case, do you think?
Well, you know, so this is what happens. We have an accident that occurs, and then 8 to 9 hours later, we get notified. You know, that scene then is compromised. We don't have the subject there, which in this case was DJ Granville. We don't have any of the other vehicles there. You know, the Buffalo Police Department answered with five police officers and one lieutenant. Now,
how many people did your office interview besides Granville?
I'm not sure.
Like, is that 1, 2, 10, 20?
I'm not sure how many people.
Sheriff, can you talk a little bit about the issue of transparency? There's certainly been a lot of questions about your failure to answer any questions about this since this first came to light. I know that you said that you've been hamstrung by...
And I was. And,
right.
You know, as a law enforcement professional, I'm not the guy, the political animal that's going to stand on a soapbox and scream from my lungs about, you know, throwing... My employee under a bus because he's suffering from some issues. But at the same time, you got to remember, the Buffalo Police Department was investigating their own officers that responded to the scene, and then afterwards, Judge DiTullio assigned a special prosecutor that, in my belief, him and his office did a thorough investigation into this. This is the information that we got back. Sandy, I cannot talk about that. I'm the sheriff. I'm the head law enforcement officer in the county. And we've had other instances that you and I have talked about, including the McDougal in the clerk's case. And I told you, I am not talking about that, even though the controller couldn't stop going on Channel 4 to talk about it and disrupt the whole case. But that's a political person, and then you have a law enforcement professional.
So this investigation is over, though. So at this point, are you now free to talk?
I did.
Do you have nothing more to say about the matter? Regarding FOIA requests that have been submitted, do you intend to fulfill those
now?
Oh,
yeah, of course. You know, we're going to look at the FOIA requests and make sure we get them out in a timely manner. You know, this now in 2025, aside from all the other new issues that law enforcement has, you know, in the jail with programming and in the medication-assisted treatment program and outside with the overdoses and the poisonous drugs out there, the amount of vehicles that get broken into. You know, we have 180 deputies that span an area of 650 square miles. So, you know, for me to have the extra bodies to assign to special units, we try to take the FOILs and do them in a timely manner. Now,
most of them have been denied in regard to this case.
There was a report that the New York Times, you know, sued us and whatever. You haven't heard anything about that, have you? Because they in fact, that is not ongoing anymore.
Did you provide them the information?
Well, they didn't sue.
Sheriff,
so I don't want to talk about that.
Sheriff, just one more question. A lot of people just want to know fundamentally, why are you protecting DJ Granville? Why not just fire this person?
So, you know, what kind of boss would I be, Charlie, if I took somebody who's suffering from a mental wellness issue that has a stellar career and throw him out in the garbage? Would you want to work for me? You know, this is a guy that comes forward. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to come forward and say, I have a mental wellness program. Mental wellness issue. Now, you know, Chris Green said, is it situational or whatever? I'm not sure. Was it, you know, something that he was experiencing? But what kind of boss would I be if I say to my people, you're our greatest asset, and we have a tough job? And I'm not saying your jobs are not tough, but everybody in their life, you have your family, you have your health, you have other issues, and it builds up, and then something happens, right? So, you know, of course I'm going to welcome him back. He didn't do anything fraudulent. He didn't do anything, you know, malicious, you know, whatever. He suffered a mental health issue. He went to an inpatient facility to deal with the mental health issues, which takes a lot of guts. And then, you know, especially as a police officer, but really anybody, and say, I got a problem. And then
is
he came.
He told you on the phone that he was suffering from a mental health issue. Did he say that on the conversation at the day after the crash? Did he tell you that he was suffering?
He told me that he was having depression and uncontrollable anxiety. And days or a week or so before, he had gone to the hospital to deal with some physical ailments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.